school shootings like the one in Connecticut a week ago have caused a lot of districts to take a good look at their security measures, especially if a rumor starts floating around. Now, it may only be a rumor, but you can bet school districts are not going to take rumors lightly. One such district is in our own neighborhood. It's at Stevens Point. Dr. Attila Weniger is the superintendent. Mr. Weniger joins us by phone now. What exactly is happening so far there, and what have you done as far as increased security?
We have three additional officers at SPASH today, tomorrow, and Friday. We have a police officer at each of our elementary schools each of the 3 days as well, and we're being very vigilant about entrances and exits. And the principal at SPASH has spent some time talking to staff, who in turn have talked to kids. And so we're giving a lot of awareness and education to everybody involved, including our parents, by way of the letter on the website.
Okay, first let's take the step to the website. How do people see that? Where's that site at?
It's right on the front. It's www.pointschools.net.
Now let's emphasize that these are precautionary measures, but it's based on a rumor. But you're not going to take a rumor lightly, are you, sir?
That's correct.
How did the rumor start? Any idea?
We don't know. We don't know. Kids came down and reported it. So it's unsubstantiated at this point, but it was a rumor. And there are lots of rumors that go around schools every day, but ones like this we treat very seriously.
Which school had the rumor?
SPASH did.
So you've got additional officers out and keeping an eye open. Not knowing what the policy is there, are the officers allowed to carry their weapons in the school, or do they have to check those in?
No, they are.
So your advice to the parents and the students on something like this, what would that be?
Our advice to parents and students is to obviously be vigilant. Parents have the right to make choices about their students. If they feel that for any reason their children are at risk, then they certainly have the right to keep them at home. We are maintaining all of our regular activities during the day and after school as well. We've beefed up security in some of our after-school activities, such as boys basketball. But we're going to continue operating as normal. We believe that that's the best thing to do, and to be as normal as we possibly can, and be vigilant at the same time.
And the bottom line is, really, it's just a rumor, but you're going to watch for it.
Correct.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add today, sir?
I appreciate the opportunity to explain things to the community. And again, on our website is a letter to parents. I would strongly encourage everyone to go to that. As part of that letter, there is a link to the National Association of School Psychologists website. And there's a resource on that website right on the front page of it called Talking to Children About Violence in light of the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. And I would strongly encourage parents to view that that website, which you can link directly from the letter.
Superintendent Attila Weniger from Stevens Point joining us today.